Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for he has done great things. He has done great things. He done great things. Bless his holy name. And so, Father, as we come before your presence with singing this morning, we come before your presence with praise, singing, blessed be the name of the Lord. For God, you are worthy to be praised and you are worthy to be adored. From the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same, God, your name is so worthy. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. And your name is worthy of praise. And we come before you, God, as your children to magnify you and to glorify you for this brand new day that you have made. Thank you for another day that you have made, God, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. And we offer unto you this morning our sacrifice of praise. We bless your name. name. We honor your name. We glorify your name. We bless your name, for you are a good God. There's no one that can compare to you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, and so we bow down before you. We humble ourselves before you, and we give you the glory and the honor that you are so worthy of. For it was you that woke us up this morning and allowed us to begin this day. You woke us up, oh God, and gave us the use and activity of our limbs. You provided us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, you let us be in our right mind, God, because we find ourselves in prayer. And then, God, you have already blessed us this day. You blessed us to be able to have breath in our lungs, God. You blessed us, God, with health, oh God, a reasonable portion of health and strength, God. You blessed us with a right mind, God, to seek your face this morning. So we are grateful. And not only did you bless us in our physical body, but God, you blessed us spiritually as well already, Lord, for you already know the steps that we should take today. So you're already ready to guide our pathways. And not only that, God, you blessed us with brand new mercies that we see, God, because your mercies are new every single morning, because you are faithfully great, God. Your faithfulness is great among us, God, and your love for us never fails. Thank you, God, that your love never fails and never runs out on us, that every single day, every single morning, every single hour and every single minute, God, you keep on loving us because your love never fails, God. Your love never gives out and your love never went out on us. And because of your all-consuming love, God, we can rise up this morning and sing it, blessed be the name of our God, for he is worthy to be praised and adored. We can lift up holy heads with one accord because our God is worthy to be blessed and adored. We love you, Lord, this day with all of our heart, mind, and soul because you have been such a good God. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And we bless your name. We glorify your name because you have been good to us. We can sing hallelujah, God, that you are good. You've been good to us, oh God, and better to us than we have been to ourselves since the day that we were born, God, until the day that we die. God, your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, God, for being a God of consistency. Thank you for being a God of faithfulness. Thank you for being a God of order, God. And we ask that you would bring order into our day. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So order us even now, God. Lead, God, and direct us even right now, God, so that as we travel along this perilous pathway, as we go through the trials and tribulations that shall come our way, God, we'll know that you will always be with us, that you would never leave us or never forsake us, that you would be with us until the end of the world. It does not matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what it smells like. But God, you have promised that you would be with us until the end. So continue to walk with us, God, today. Continue to talk with us, oh God, today. And bless us right now, God, that as we would order our footsteps, God, and follow your will, God, that we will be walking in your will and walking in your way. We need your favor, God. We need your strength today. We need your power today because we can't do it on our own, God. We can't walk, oh God, without you. We can't talk without you. We can't live without you. We can't breathe without you. So we need you, God, today. And we desperately seek your anointing. We desperately seek your honor. We desperately seek your touch. We desperately seek your guidance. So come the morning, have your way even now, Lord. That as we enter into this day of consecration, into this day of fasting, into this day of prayer, that you would shape us and mold us to be the vessels that you desire for us to be. Oh, God, we don't want to lose in this life's battle. Oh, God, because you have made us winners. When you died on the cross, from the grave on the third day, you made me a winner. When you went up to heaven to sit on the right-hand side of the Father, you made me a winner. No longer am I condemned, because your word says that there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those that are in Christ. So no longer am I condemned. No longer am I forsaken. No longer am I a slave. No longer am I a castaway. No longer am I a foreigner, but I am a king's kid. I am a joint heir. I am a royal priesthood. I am a chosen generation. I am a peculiar people who have been called out of where I was into where you have me at now. And so now I have hope. Now I have faith. Now I have strength. Now I have meekness. Now I have your spirit who abides in me and helps me to live the life that you have called for me to live. Thank you, Lord, that you know the steps that I should take. Thank you, Lord, that you know the pathways that I should go. And thank you, God, that you are a provider of everything that we need. Because as you begin good work in us, God, you're able to complete that work. So God, touch us even now, God. Move by your power and move by your might on our behalf, Lord, and make us to stand. Make us to hold forth. Help us, oh God, not be weary in well-doing. Help us to be strengthened by the power of your might, God. Put us on all the whole armor of God. Equip us for what we need for today, that as we consecrate ourselves, we'll be living epistles that are read of men, that we'll be holy vessels, God, not vessels of wood, not vessels to play those things that are fade, that will fade away and decay. But God, I want to be a vessel of honor, God, that can be used for your glory, God. I want to be a vessel of honor, God, that will be filled with your praise, God. I want to be a vessel of honor, God, that will be filled with your goodness, God, that you might get the glory, God, that we may bless you with the fruit of our lips, God, that we may magnify the God of our salvation and make your name glorious today. So as we've entered into your gates of thanksgiving, God, we can enter into your courts and pray, God, and be faithful unto you, and bless your name. For the Lord is good, and your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth to all generations. Thank you, God, because the praises of the righteous avail as much, and the prayers of the righteous avail as much. But God, you said praise is comely for the upright. So not only should we be praising you, because praise allows us to enter into your space, into your work area, oh God, and to get out of the rut and get out of the decay and get out of the chaos and get out of the foolishness, praise transforms our situations. Praise transforms our minds and get our mind off of our turmoil, get our mind off of our children, get our minds off of our job, and get our mind set on you. And then as we transform the environment, because your praises come, and God, if you come in and inhabit the praises of your people, then we can make our petitions made known unto you. And that's what we have done this morning. Oh God, we sung, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God, and we welcome your presence and welcome your spirit into this place. Oh God, and you have transformed our atmosphere. And God, you have already taken us higher, God. And we thank you for that, God. And you've already equipped us for the day, Lord. And we thank you for that, God. And you've given us the strength that we need to be successful and victorious today, because it's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by thy spirit. So Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way, so that I may be the vessel that God needs for me to be today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me to see another day. I don't take this day for granted, God, because you are the one who ordained for me to be here today. Many went to sleep last night, Lord, and did not wake up this morning. But I don't have to say that that was my case. I am able to say the Lord has blessed me yet again one more day. The Lord has kept me yet again one more day. The Lord has sustained me yet again one more day. And I am grateful, because I know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And since you order my steps, God, I can delight in what comes my way this day. James said that we should that we should be happy, oh God, when we fall into diverse temptation. Because when we fall into temptation, God, it worketh patience, it worketh experience. And I believe in Romans 5, it says the same thing. So we won't complain, Lord, when we fall into diverse temptation, when trials and tribulations come our way, God. We won't be fretful, God. We won't fear, because we know that you can take us through every single thing that may come our way. There is no fretting in us, because we have the victory, God. There is no fear in us, Lord, because we have the victory, Lord. We already know that it's already done. This sickness that may be in some of our bodies, God, the healing is already done. The issues that we're having in our finances, God, it's already done. The trouble that we may be having with our children, Lord, it's already done. God, the desires in our heart, God, that we're pleading before you, oh God, it's already done. We declare right now, God, God, that this is the season of breakthrough for your people. And we won't fear. We won't fret. We won't turn our backs on you, God, because we know that you will work all things together for our good. Let our tribulations, God, let it work patience in us. And God, then let patience work its experience in us. And let experience bring hope our way, God, because the hope in you, God, we don't have to fear, because you never fail. You never come short. Oh, God, you never, God, quit, God. You always work through everything completely, Lord, because when you begin it, you finish it. And so, God, we put our trust in you today. So come, the Lord, have your way. Rest, root, and abide in us. Have your way in us that we may walk in your glory, that as we consecrate ourselves, as we put flesh under subjection, as we take time to pray without ceasing and not faint, God, according to your word, that your will might be done in our lives and that you might get the glory out of us. Help us to learn the blueprint for transformational, wonder-working power. We must praise you. We must pray. And, God, you come in and you show up in a great and mighty way. So bless us, God, and honor our commitment this morning to pray. Honor our faithfulness to prayer. God, it's been, we're working on our third year of this early morning prayer, God, and I thank you that we're not tired yet, but we're willing to continue to run this race, God, because each and every time we spend time with you in corporate prayer, oh, God, you show up in a great and mighty way. You're coming in and you're anointing us during the time of prayer, and I pray that your anointing will flow through the phone line, the teleconference line, that, God, that the people that hear, that join in, that have sacrificed their sleep and sacrificed their time will feel your anointing and feel your power and be encouraged each and every single day. Oh, God, because you are the only one that we can rely upon, and you're the only one that we can depend upon. And so we thank you, God, for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to come before your presence in corporate prayer. And so I pray that you would bless the hearers, the participants now, God. Bless them so that their day will be a supernatural day, God. Things that eye has not seen, God, or ear has not heard, or things that have not even appeared into their heart. God, bless them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the fields. Bless them when they come and bless them when they go. Oh, God, bless them on their job. God, things that were trying to work out for their bad, let it all work together for their good. Bless them, oh, God, in their homes, God. Sanctify the homes, oh, God, and let it be a place of worship and a place of peace, Lord. Bless them, oh, God, in their finances, Lord. Oh, God, as they give unto you, God, give that unto God, I pray for a blessing upon these, your people. And those that desire to hear, those that will take time to tune into this prayer at a later time. Oh, God, let this prayer be an anointing for them, a game changer for them on this day as we look, oh, God, to lay down ourselves, deny ourselves, so that you might get the glory out of us. Preach that on Sunday, God. When I lose, God, it makes me a winner. Because I submit to you, I surrender to you, and God, you come in and show yourself strong and mighty on my behalf. Bless us today. Pour out your spirit upon us today and order our footsteps that you might get the glory out of us. We love you now. We magnify you, and we give your name all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.